Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. It is good to have you back with me, your loyal host and producer. Of course, bringing in our song as we normally do, our program with the song No One Else by Gregory Stafford. And, you know, as we start out this hour, we are going to focus some more on being happy on purpose. That's right. Steps that we can take to be happy on purpose. Now, that said, let me remind you of something that I've shared with you based on what the experts have shared with us. When it comes to being happy, one of the things that we want to make sure we do not do, don't necessarily focus on being happy. Who remembers what we do? Instead of making it a point to be happy, what do we do instead? Yeah, come on now. Help me out here. What do we do in order to experience happiness without necessarily striving to be happy? Yeah, you don't just say, you know what, I'm going to be happy today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be happy all this week. And you start out when you get up in the morning saying, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. Now, what do the experts say is more effective than just determining to be happy? Not that it's wrong to be happy. Not that it's wrong to determine to be happy. That's not the problem. What they say is life can get a little bit more complicated when we make it our goal to be happy and we strive to be happy. Now, in order to wrap our minds around that a little bit better, maybe a lot better, consider this. The experts say that if you really want to be happy, do the things that empower you to experience happiness. Yeah. So being happy may be your goal, but don't make being happy your goal and your objectives. You know, this is what I'm going to do in order to attain that. And so if you say, well, I'm going to be happy, how are you going to do it? Well, I'm going to be happy. All right, well, how are you going to do it? By being happy. That's a good way to get nowhere fast. No, instead, you think about what really brings happiness into your life. What brings a smile to your face, a smile to your heart? What does that for you? And then, once you figure that out, then you go ahead and do those things that bring about the happiness. Now, that said, let me briefly remind you of some myths, but also some facts about happiness. Here's a myth. You need a relationship in order to be happy. Here's a fact. Being in a healthy fact about that same thing, relationship. Being in a healthy, supportive love relationship does contribute to happiness, but it's not true that you cannot be happy and fulfilled if you're single. There are a lot of benefits to having good, healthy, wholesome relationships, but you can be healthy, wholesome, and happy while single. All right. Is this myth or fact? Happiness declines with age. Who remembers? There you go. That is a myth. Contrary to popular belief, people tend to get happier with age. All right, myth or fact? Some people are just happier than others, and there's nothing you can do to change that. Okay, that too, ladies and gentlemen, is a myth. Genetics do play a role in happiness. Those of you who heard me discuss this previously, though, what percent of our happiness is determined by our actions and choices? Okay, now remember now, roughly half, roughly 50% of our happiness is determined by genes. Another 10% is due to life circumstances. So 40% is determined by our actions and choices. Okay, now, what can we do to empower ourselves to experience more happiness? Well, one of the things that we can do is train our brains to be more positive. We talked about that. Now, how do we do that? Well, one thing that we can do is express gratitude. Express gratitude. How often do you notice that when you're genuinely grateful for something done, let me tell you now, not just by your best friend, hopefully for some of you listening, your best friend is our Creator. But not just your best friend, he was a human being you work with, maybe you all go to church together, and you often go out to eat together, et cetera, et cetera. Not just that person, but if you make it a habit, a practice, a lifestyle of expressing gratitude, you're going into the grocery store, someone steps aside and allows you to enter first. That's a great time to say thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm saying they allow you to enter first because, you know, a lot of grocery stores have the doors that open automatically. And generally speaking, first come, first serve. But what if someone got to the door before you, realized you were right behind them, and for whatever the reason, they decide to step aside and allow you to enter first? A very simple gesture, but one that is deserving of a thank you. How about you're entering a building that does not have an automatic door? You have to pull that baby open or push it open. Someone sees you getting ready to enter. They rush to get to the door just before you so that they can open the door for you. That's worth a thank you. How about you're out and about, heading home, heading somewhere in your car, and you see someone else broken down on the road and they are struggling to push their car into the lot of a gas station that's about 20, 30 feet away from where the car is at the time that you see it. I don't know, maybe they've been pushing for 10 or 12 feet, yards, whatever, but at the time that you see it, it's about 30, 40, 50 feet from the gas station entrance. You quickly and safely park your car and get out and help them push their car to the gas tank. That is worth a thank you, an expression of gratitude. And check this out. If they then decide that they want to turn around and reward you by giving you some cash for having helped them get their car to the gas tank, accept it and thank them. That is worth an expression of gratitude. Teaching yourself to become more grateful can make a huge difference in your overall happiness. Remember now, the goal is to experience greater happiness, but there are objectives that we can meet in order to help us reach the goal. Becoming more grateful can make a huge difference in our overall happiness. By the way, I mentioned our best friend. How about our Creator? How about when something good happens for you? You got promoted on the job, or you got a new job. You were really, really sick, and some kind of way the sickness went away. And you strongly suspect that God had something to do with it. That's worth an expression of gratitude. Don't take God for granted. Yeah, we don't want to take other humans our fellow humans for granted, we should not take God for granted either. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Express gratitude. Check this out. Research shows that gratitude helps you experience more positive emotions. Gratitude helps you decrease depression. Gratitude helps you feel better about yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, even if we already feel good about ourselves, without getting egotistical, it is a good thing for us to feel even better about ourselves. And if we don't feel good about ourselves, can you imagine doing something as easy and as quick as expressing gratitude on a regular basis to help us feel better about ourselves? That's powerful. Expressing gratitude can help us improve our relationships. How many of you have determined that when it comes to your closest relationships, you'd rather not express gratitude when they do something good for you? Whether we're talking about your child, one of your children, whether we're talking about a spouse, whoever it is, someone who lives with you, they do something good for you and you prefer not to thank them. You prefer not to express gratitude. Well, what about this? How many of you, let's just flip this. How many of you have noticed that when someone in your family does something good for you, whether they have really poured their heart into preparing this special meal for you, whether they were in the kitchen getting themselves something to drink and ask, hey, you want some Kool-Aid? Yeah, whatever it was. Oh, you know, I already took the trash out for you. I just decided since I was heading out that way anyhow, I'd just take that out for you. It could be something so simple. Ladies and gentlemen, husbands, wives, how about this? Your spouse comes in wearing the biggest smile, and there's no special occasion. No special occasion. Your spouse just comes in wearing the biggest smile and kisses you, comes up from behind you, and you might be reading a book, you might be watching TV. Your spouse comes up from behind you, looks at you with this big smile on their face, and I mean just wearing the biggest smile, and just kisses you on your lips just because. And then goes on about their business. Or how about, I mean, that to me is worth an expression of gratitude. Hey, thanks, baby. I mean, because think about what we've shared, what we've talked about before when it comes to how intimacy, even if it doesn't go as far as sexual intercourse, can have health benefits for your loved one, your spouse, your special someone. And how about if, for whatever the reason, your special someone comes in, your spouse comes in there wearing this huge smile on their face and nothing on their bodies. Nothing on the body, just totally naked on the body. And your spouse makes it clear it's playtime. You weren't expecting it. It was nowhere on your mind, but just out of the blue, your spouse just decides, hey, it's playtime. And you two just thoroughly enjoy each other. You know what? There's nothing wrong with, after you two have played and enjoyed each other, you let your spouse know, I appreciate you for having done that. That was a great break into the day. I love that. Thank you. Have any of you noticed when you're expressing gratitude to a loved one, whether we're talking again about a spouse, whether we're talking about a child, maybe a child decided, you know what? I am going to fix breakfast for my parents this morning. Saturday morning, you get up, getting ready to fix breakfast. You get up, brush all your teeth, start heading out your bedroom, and all of a sudden you begin to notice that your nose is picking up on some smells that remind you of breakfast foods. And you're wondering, I wonder what's going on here. You head on into the kitchen just to discover that your child has fixed pancakes and grits and eggs and bacon and has a big pitcher of orange juice on the counter. Just wait. Look what I did for you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is worth an expression of gratitude. How many of you have noticed that it seems to feel good to you, and it seems like your child likes it when you express gratitude for something that they did good for you? How about when you do something good for your spouse expresses gratitude? How does that cause you to feel? How about when you have thanked your spouse for doing something good for you? Did you see a smile? Even if it was only a slight smile appear on your spouse's face. Let's not neglect home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's make gratitude part of our lifestyles. Check this out. I mentioned decreased depression, greater experience of positive emotions, feeling better about yourself, and improving your relationships. How about this? The research also shows that gratitude strengthens our immune system. That is amazing. At this point now, we're not talking about doing 15 to 30 push-ups. We're not talking about jogging around the backyard four or five laps. Just expressing gratitude as a way of life strengthens your immune system. Now, you know what I'm wondering? What happens with us if someone does something good for us and we make it a habit of not expressing gratitude? Can the opposite happen? Can we weaken our immune system? If we make it a habit of withholding gratitude, can we possibly increase the chances of experiencing depression? Do we increase the chances of feeling bad about ourselves? Well, so let's look at that. Expressing gratitude. And we're talking about cultivating an attitude of gratitude. This is who you are. Give sincere thanks to other people. Don't just go through the motions. Mean it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You help that person feel good, and it gives you a happiness lift. That's what I'm talking about. It's a win-win. It's an instant reward to see how expressing gratitude makes a positive difference in someone else's day. It makes you realize that we are connected and that what we do matters. How about this? Keeping a gratitude journal is a way that we can express gratitude. It may sound, oh, come on now. But listen, writing down the good things that happened to you during the day has an impact, a positive impact. Research shows that keeping a gratitude journal is a powerful technique that instantly makes you feel happier, more connected to others, and genuinely appreciative. Write it down. Ladies and gentlemen, again now, we're talking to men and to women. To women and to men. Buy a journal. Get you something that you'd enjoy looking at. You like the binding. You like the cover. I mean, literally, you like looking at it. Maybe it's a devotional journal that has some great sayings, some pithy sayings, or maybe some scriptures. Something that you like handling. You like the color of it. I'm serious about this now. I'm serious. Something that will help motivate you to go to it. You like the way it looks. You like the texture. Get you a journal. If you prefer staying high tech, cool. Have a journal software program on your smartphone or on your laptop, wherever you want to keep it. Something that you can visit as frequently as you want to. 2 times a day, 3 times a week, 7 days a week, however. But it's something that will just handling it will make a difference. But remembering, writing it down is powerful. Again, it instantly makes you feel happier, more connected to other people, genuinely appreciative. All right, when we come back, we've got to talk about this some more. Ways that we can go about the business of experiencing happiness on purpose. And this time, we're doing it by really homing in on developing a lifestyle of being grateful. Helping us with the happiness factor is Seis del Solar. The song is Buscando America. Thank you.